To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 6th of April, 2022. Got the best technology news that's went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. All right, it has to be said, over the past 48 hours, the news and rage of being Elon Musk and his share in Twitter. Now Elon's taking it a step further by tweeting out, "Hey, do you want an edit button?" With the majority of people saying, "Yes, we would love an edit button." Guess what? Twitter's working on an edit button. So that's something to look forward to, and Elon's also looking forward to having a seat at the Twitter table. That's right, Twitter is appointing Musk to the company's board of directors, and according to Twitter, he'll be a value of both passionate believer and intense critic. Now, for all we can tell, Musk will serve as the Class 2 director, so it's not the top tier, and that term will actually expire at the company's 2024 annual shareholder meeting. It also means, with Musk sitting at the Twitter table now, he can't own more than 14.9% of the common stock. One thing's for sure, everybody's talking about Twitter right now, something that hasn't happened in years. Plex users, a nice nifty feature that's kind of hidden in the new update, but once you find it, you'll be like, "Woohoo! What an improvement." I'm talking about Plex's latest beta feature, and it's searching through a whole bunch of content to find something that you might like watching. It's called the new Discover feature, which basically compiles recommendation content from various streaming services. Now, yeah, it's nothing groundbreaking. We've seen features like this before. However, though, this one's actually pretty good, and it's just in beta. Plex is also promising that the new Discovery feature on the platform isn't meant to overwhelm you, and you can actually even go into the settings and customize what services you want to see and what services you don't. Now, like we said, it will support all the big names that are out there right now: Hulu, Disney, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, and if you're in the US, Peacock Network. Plus, according to Plex, 150 other streaming services. Yes, there are that many out there. Actually, there's more than that. This is just the most popular ones. Of course, you're going to have to be on the latest version of Plex to enjoy these benefits, so if you haven't updated, it's best you do it right now. And finally, oh boy, more hacker news. Seems to be becoming a daily event, doesn't it? Well, this is the folks over at Block. Well, they're pretty busy right now. They're trying to contact about 8.2 million customers. Now, Block, for those of you that are not familiar with it, they're actually the parent company of products like Cash App and even Tidal. And what happened is a former employee decided to download all the company reports. Guess we can get to see why they are a former employee. Fortunately, they still had keys to the main door. Here's one you're going to love, too. You know, it's commonplace now. According to Block, everything was downloaded last year, December 10th to be exact. And as far as what was taken, well, it's quite a bit. Full name and brokerage account numbers, and even for some customers, brokerage portfolio values, portfolio holdings, and other stock trading activities. We don't know right now currently if they got passwords and social security numbers too. Now, Block said as far as their Cash App products go, it doesn't appear right now that customers outside of the United States were impacted. They didn't really elaborate just how many customers inside the United States were, or if they were. But with 8.2 million people to contact, yeah, you gotta think some of them were. As far as the Tidal side of things, that looks to be untouched, at least at the time of airing the show. Now, if you are a customer with Block, what can you do? I'm sure you're wondering. Well, not really a whole lot. In fact, you're going to be contacted by Block, and you'll have to pretty much proceed from there. Nice hearing about this 4 months later, isn't it? If you have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. As you probably guessed, britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. All of our fantastic shows are over there too, including, of course, this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. And I suggest you get subscribed to all of them today. Speaking of subscribing and liking, give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely become part of the BTN community today. We'd love to have you. So come on over to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. There will not be a Thursday show tomorrow. Sorry, boys and girls. But however, though, we will be back for a Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.